愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be to all of you.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习活泼的盼望。
This morning we shall study the topic together, a living hope.
首先我们先来思想人生像什么。
First, we shall ponder upon the topic, what is life?
我们从圣经来看人生像什么。
Let us look at it from the Bible.
彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
这是我们这个礼拜读经的进度。
This is according to our Bible reading schedule this week.
彼得前书第一章。
The book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
24节。
Verse 24.
第一章24节还有25节。
Chapter 1 verses 24 and 25. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass.The grass withers, and its flower falls away. 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever.
这个24节啊，说凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。
Here in verse 24, it says, Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass.
所谓有血气的啊，就是指着我们人。
All flesh here refers to us, men.
神造我们用泥土造的，再加上一口气。
God has created us with the dust of the ground and with a breath.
所以我们就成为有灵的活人。
Therefore, we all become a living being.
那圣经说我们像草，像花。
The Bible refers to us as like flesh, as grass, as the flower.
这句话有它的正面意义跟价值。
This has a positive value to it, and its value.
我们像草，像花。
We are as grass and as the flower.
我们看每一栋房子如果种了花草就感觉非常的舒服。
We see that every home, if it is being landscaped with grass and flowers, then we will feel it's very comfortable.
在春天花草开始开，我们就看起来觉得非常的美。
In the spring, when all the flowers bloom to life, we see that everything is wonderful.
所以这个花草在成长的过程，你可以看它开始会开花。
So in the process of its growth, the grass and flowers they bloom.
这个表示它生命在成长，而且生命很旺盛。
This means that there is life to it, and it's life in its abundance.
那圣经也告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
说我们不要为日常生活忧虑。
That we should not worry about our everyday lives.
其中一个就是说，你看野地的百合。
And one of the points is that look at the grass of the field.
它不耕种，也不织布了但是神给它美妙的装饰。
Look at the lilies of the field. It doesn't spin.Or work, but God has adorned them beautifully.
所以这个花草的成长这是神的杰作。
So the growth of the grass and the flowers, it is a masterpiece of God.
遍地充满神的慈爱。
All the earth speaks of God's mercies.
为什么会开花，会草这么漂亮？
Why is it that the grass and the flowers will bloom so beautifully?
因为他造了他的形象造的人，为着你跟我。
It is because of the person.Who carries his image, men and women? It is you and me.
所以我们有机会到大自然去欣赏神创造这么美妙的花草，这是恩典。
If we have a chance to view the nature, to appreciate the grass and flowers that God has created, they are so beautiful.
那我们在一个出生的婴孩就看到这个生命渐渐在成长。
And in the life of a newborn baby, we see the blooming of a life.
到二三十岁，真的好像花草正盛开的时候。
To the point of when they are about 20 to 25 years old, they are blooming in their lives.
这是人生的巅峰时刻。
This is their prime time in their lives.
好像爬山爬到最高。
As if we are climbing a mountain peak.
那花开的最茂盛的时候是最巅峰的时刻。
It is the peak when During the prime time, the flower bloomed to its fullest.
主若愿意，我们才可以活着。
If it is the Lord's will, we can live.
也因为主愿意，所以我们才可以做这个做那个。
Only if the Lord is willing, then we can do this or do that.
所以我们人生到达最巅峰的时刻，这是因为主愿意。
Therefore, when we reach the prime time of our lives, it is because God is willing.
让我们活着，给我们有能力，给我们有机会。
So that we can live and we can have the opportunity and the might.
所以我们的人生非常的美。
So that our lives can be wonderful.
有时候我们觉得活着真的也是很好。
Sometimes we feel that it is truly good to be alive.
因为是花嘛，是草。
Because we're like grass or flowers.
所以有很多人回顾自己的过去，看起来也觉得相当的满意。
Therefore, many of us will reflect upon our past, and we seem to be very satisfied.
我没有什么可以遗憾。
I do not have any regrets.
我人生想要的都有了。
Because I have achieved everything that I wanted.
这个是花草最旺盛的时代。
These are the most abundant times of the grass and the flowers.
这是神的恩典。
This is the mercies of God.
但是下面一句就要让我们有警醒了。
But the following verse will tell us to be wary, to serve as a warning.
第一章的二十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 24.
这里说，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Here it says, the grass withers and its flowers fall away.
就是人没有办法避免会走下坡。
It is unavoidable that we can go downhill.
第一个，我们的肉体该走下坡。
Firstly, our physical flesh will go downhill.
以前我看到人来教会聚会打瞌睡，相当不能了解，都为什么跑到教会来打瞌睡。
In the past, I cannot understand why is it that people would come to church and fall asleep in the chapel.
那后来就觉得说，来教会能够睡觉睡得很好，得到安息也是恩典。
But later on, I realized that it is also wonderful for anyone to come to church and be at rest.
所以有的人你看聚完会精神百倍。
So we can see that many people after the service ends, they're full of energy.
那为什么打瞌睡？因为老化的过程，这个自然你没有办法责备他。
Why is it that we will fall asleep? Because it is the process of aging. We cannot rebuke them.
所以人会走下坡的。
Because as a human being, we will go downhill.
小的时候走路，爸爸走在前面。
When we're young, our fathers walk before us.
给小孩子来跟呢。
And we as children, we follow behind them.
那年纪的一起去散步，小孩子走到前面。
Then when we're at our youth, we will walk in front of them.
因为他比较强壮，走得比较快。
Because the children are more filled with more strength, they can walk further.
在年轻的时候，一次开车可以好几个小时。
When we were young, we can drive for a few hours.
但是开始衰退之后，你就开始发现中途要停。
But as we age, we will realize that we need to stop halfway.
这些现象都证明我们一直在衰退。
This phenomenon shows us that we are aging.
第二个就是精神的衰退。
Secondly, it is our aging of our emotional state.
我们到邮局要去寄信，结果开车开到那里又开回来，信没有寄了，为什么？
We drive to the post office and then we drive back without mailing the thing that we need to mail. Why?
忘记了。
It's because we've forgotten about it.
为什么会忘记？
Why is it that we forget?
精神在衰退。
Because we're mentally degrading.
有的人家里就从这个瓦斯炉改变成电炉。
Some people have changed their stove into electricity.
为什么？因为有时候会忘记关了。
Because sometimes they would forget to turn it off.
如果是瓦斯忘记，这事情就很大。
If it's a gas stove, then they'll encounter a bigger disaster.
当然电炉没有关问题也很大，但是没有瓦斯这么大。
Of course, the electric stoves, they're also dangerous, but the danger is not as much as a gas stove.
那这些都是讲我们在往下退化。
These are evidences in which it shows that we are going downhill.
如草如花，它会枯干，会凋谢。
Just as the grass and the flowers, we will fall and wither away.
但是我们种过花，我们都知道，当一朵花在凋谢的时候，另外一朵花就一直在开。
But we know that when we plant a flower, as soon as a flower withers, another flower will bloom.
那凋谢了以后，它就掉下来，就烧，放在垃圾桶里面。
After the flower withers away, it will fall away, and then we will sweep it away and put it in the trash can.
所以我们就发现我们的影响力会一直往下退。
So we will realize that our influence will go downhill.
因为有另外一朵花在开。
Because another batch of flowers will bloom.
它的影响力会超过我们。
Their influence will be more than us.
这是必然的。
This is a natural process.
那有一天掉下来。
One day they will also fall away.
扫到这个垃圾桶，我们就被忘记了。
They'll be swept away to the trash can and will be forgotten.
这个时候我们要警醒的。
This is our warning.
我的公公什么名字？可能很多人知道。
Perhaps I know what my grandfather's name is.
但是我公公的爸爸什么名字？可能很多人不知道。
But I wouldn't know what the name of my grandfather is.
那这样想起来有的当公公的很爱孙子，当然这是理所当然的。
We know that it's only natural for grandparents to love their grandchildren.
但是我们也要了解这个事实我们的孙子到他长大的时候，可能忘记我们。
But we also need to realize the fact that as soon as our grandchildren grow up, they might have forgotten about us.
那如果他不忘记我们，可能他的孩子就忘记我们。
If they have never forgotten about us, then perhaps their children will forget about us.
因为我们都记不得我们祖父的爸爸了。
Because we cannot even remember the father of our grandfather.
所以我们也别忘记。
So we are also being forgotten.
这个是人生我们要警醒的地方。
This is a warning to us in our lives.
我们的影响力会消失，我们会被忘记。
Our influence will diminish and we will be forgotten.
好像草，好像花会枯干凋谢。
As the grass and the flower, we will wither and fall away.
那这样人生的盼望在哪里？
So where is our hope in life?
当然，对一个没有信仰的人，就这样就完了。
Of course, to one who does not have faith, it is the end of it.
但是如果神是我，我讲完就完了，那没问题。如果我是神呢，我讲完就完了，就没问题。
But if I am God, I say that's the end of it, then that is indeed the end of it, and there's not no problem with it.
但是问题我不是神。
But the problem is I am not God.
我觉得死就完了，不一定会完。
The fact that I assume death is the end of it all, it is not the end of it all.
我们死了以后，这个只是肉体，这个壳子，好像车子开久了，坏了，把它丢弃。
After our death, our shell, our body, it is just like the car. It will be thrown away.
但是开车那个人还在啊。
But the driver of the car still exists.
所以这个肉体的壳子啊，死了，埋在土里，烂掉了。
So this shell of ours, our bodies, will be buried in the ground and it will rot away.
但是那个里面那个真正的我还在啊。
But the I that stays within it still exists.
这个就是我们要追求神的原因。
This is the very reason why we need to pursue God.
所以我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
Chapter 1 of 1 Peter.
第三节，第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个老有两种的定义。
The word growing old, it is defined in both ways.
第一个是用年纪来定义。
First, it is defined by our age.
现在人老化越来越晚。
But nowadays, people age slower.
所以我们这里敬老是70岁，在有一些地方美国是65岁。
Here, our tribute to the elderly begins at the age of 70, but in some parts of the United States, it is at the age of 65.
65岁看起来好年轻哦。
At the age of 65, you still look very young.
但到70岁敬老这个看起来好像比较适合。
But at the age of 70, it looks like it's a more appropriate time for a tribute to the elderly.
将来可能敬老会变成75岁。
In a future, perhaps we will increase the age to 75 before we start the tribute.
因为人老化越来越慢。
So we age slower and slower.
所以这个第一个定义老人就是用年纪。
So the first definition of an old man is from his age.
但是有人虽然年纪有一把，但是还是很年轻。
But even though some people are very much older in age, but they're still very young.
因为他的人生充满着盼望。
Because their life is filled with hope.
他有很多事情，他要计划，他要去完成。
He has so many things in his plans and he would like to accomplish.
但是
However,
有的人还没有到敬老的年纪，他一直在回头看过去了。
However, there are many people who have not even reached the age of the tribute to the elderly, and then they're looking back and keep on reflecting on their lives.
我过去怎样？我过去怎样？当然这个美好，像我们唱的这个赞美诗美好的记忆都是神的恩典。
They'll say, in the past I did this and did that. Of course, these memories will linger, and these are all the grace of God.
我们回想过去，真的是神的恩典满满。
When we look upon our past, it's true that they're filled with God's grace.
但是如果我们每一天都在回想过去，
However, if every single day of our lives, we fill them with looking back,
这个表示我们前面没有盼望。
This means that we have no future before us.
所以年轻人都是讲未来。
Therefore, the young people will talk about their future.
年纪大都是讲过去。
The aged, they will talk about their past.
讲过去不是不好。
It's not that it's bad talking about your past.
但是没有未来不是很好。
But it is not good also if you don't have a future.
但是当我们往前看，
But when we look before us,
到底我看到什么？
What is it that I see?
所以圣经里面讲主耶稣在传福音。
In the Bible, it says that the Lord Jesus is preaching the gospel.
啊，看见有大光照耀在死荫幽谷的人。
He saw great light shining upon the people in the valley of the shadows.
大光哦，照耀那个被死亡阴影笼罩的人。
He saw a great light shining upon those who are in the shadow of death.
这个表示啊，如果没有这个大光照耀。
It means that without this great light shining upon them,
死亡是一个阴影。
Death is a shadow for us.
你本来看到很小的一点。
In the beginning, we saw a single point.
你不在意啊。
We don't care much about it.
这个好像身体啊，很小的一个小的东西啊，不在意这个算什么。
It is just as we have something on our, in our body, and we don't care much about it.
但是你越摸越大，这个就有一点开始怀疑啊。
But if we feel and it grows bigger and bigger, then we will have our suspicions.
这个不正常啊。
This is not normal.
那怎么办？
What do I do?
要想办法把它拿掉啊。
And we'll think of ways to take it off.
但是我们人看那个黑影啊，越来越近，越近就越大。
And if we see that black shadow and it approaches us bigger and bigger, it is.
问题是你拿不掉。
The problem is you cannot take it away.
因为这个黑影是因为我们犯罪的结果。
Because this dark shadow is a consequence of our sinning.
那越来越大，有一天这个黑影就会笼罩我们了。
When this black shadow becomes bigger and bigger, one day it will overwhelm us.
那个就是死亡的来到。
That is the coming of death.
所以传道书才说。
Therefore, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says,
这个世界上除了神以外，最有力量的就是死。
On this earth, aside from God, the most mighty power is death.
没有一个人在死的面前不是投降的。
There's not a person that do not surrender before death.
在死的面前。不管你多有才能，多过去，多辉煌，一定会投降。
No matter how talented or mighty or glorious you are, you will come to surrender before death.
所以我们需要警醒，就是那个黑影一直大，一直靠近。
So we need to constantly be very cautious because that black shadow is approaching us all the time.
但是这个黑影不一定是靠近年纪大的人啊。
But this black dark shadow does not only approach those who are very much in age.
有时候我们年轻，你忽然发现我身上有一个没有办法医的病，那个黑影已经靠近了。
Sometimes even though we're young, we realize that we have an incurable disease.
或者说，你开车开得很好，但是别人撞你一下，那个黑影就来了。
Or sometimes when we are driving and somebody strike us, and that black shadow, dark shadow is approaching us.
那当这个黑影靠近的时候，我们看到什么？
When this dark shadow approaches us, what do we see?
这个是真正我们要关心的。
This is something, the matter that we need to pay attention to.
所以在彼得后书里面呢，有一句话叫做“活泼的盼望”。
So in
彼得前书
in First Peter chapter one, there is a term saying a living hope.
如果看英文 living 啊，这个 living 就是表示活的、有生命的盼望。
In the English version, the word living it comprises of life.
那这个活的，就是表示它不会死。
A living thing means it does not die.
它不会消失。
It will not disappear.
有哪一个东西不会消失的
？What is it that you can think of that will not disappear?
哇，新的手机出来，我很想拥有一个。
The newest version of the cell phone is out. I would like to have one.
但是当我拿到那个
，When I have gotten one，
第二年新的又出来。
The second year, something else comes out.
我们这个已经变旧了。
Ours have become old.
用了几年就不能用了。
In a few more years, we cannot use it anymore.
所以世界上一切都一直在变旧。
So everything on earth are aging.
旧到最后就坏掉了。
Until the end, they decompose and are gone.
包括我们的身体。
Including our bodies.
那这个活泼的盼望就是这个盼望不会消失。
But this living hope is a hope that will not disappear.
世界上难道有这个这么好的不会消失的盼望吗
？So on this earth, what is the hope that cannot disappear?
这个就是圣经要给我们的。
This is what the Bible promises to give us.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
This is the ultimate pursuit of a human life.
当这个黑影靠近我的时候
，When this dark shadow approaches me,
我能够在这个黑影的外面看到光。
I shall stand outside of this dark shadow and see the light.
当死亡临到我的时候
，When death approaches me,
我可以在死亡之后看到另外一个生命。
I will be beyond death and see another life.
这个叫活泼的盼望。
This is the living hope.
好，那这个盼望跟地上有什么不同呢
？What is the difference of this hope with that hope which is on earth?
第四节
，Verse four.
说可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
地面上没有一个是永久的。
On this earth, nothing is eternal.
永久的是在神的里面。
That which is eternal is in God Himself.
在神的国里面。
In His kingdom.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God lives in a light which is unapproachable by all men.
就是在天国。
Which is in the kingdom of God.
因此，这个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，这个盼望是在天国的。
Therefore, this hope that is incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away is reserved in heaven.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
This is the ultimate pursuit of man.
就是要去追求那不会朽坏在天上的生命。
To pursue of a life that is incorruptible in heaven.
所以有时候我们看信了耶稣以后，我们真的是很感谢神。
Therefore, after we believe in Jesus, we really thank the Lord.
我们只要爱神爱人，什么都不怕。
As long as we love God and love man, we do not fear of anything.
最怕的就是死啊。
We are most fearful of death.
即使最严重的病来，顶多就是死啊。
Even if the most incurable disease come upon us, at most, death will come upon us.
但是死就是回到天上与神同在。
But death means we return to heaven and be with the Lord forever.
我们那个活泼的盼望就实现了。
That living hope will be resumed.
如果天上比地上好。
If the life in heaven is better than that of the earth.
回天上也不错啊。
So it is not bad, after all, to go back to heaven.
所以保罗在监牢他不怕。
So in the prison, Paul was not afraid.
他说我如果可以选择，我现在才上去啊。
If it is up to me, I would go up now.
那是好得无比的。
That is incomparable.
但是我不会死。
However, I will not die.
因为神还有工作要做。
Because God still has some things for me to accomplish.
那等到神交托他的工作做完。
Until the time that the work that God committed to him has been finished.
他就说啊，那美好的仗我打过了。
Then he will say, I fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have run the race.
所以他已经知道他死快临到，因为神的工作已经完了。
And he knew that his time is almost up because he has finished all his work.
那完了，到底他看到前面看到什么？
After all the work is done, what is it that he see before him?
他看到公义的冠冕为他存留。
He saw the crown of righteousness reserved for him.
当我们面对生命的最后一点。
When we face the last point of our lives.
你回头看，我成就了什么，什么都带不走。
We look back and we see all our accomplishments. We cannot bring any of it.
但是当我们面对生命最后一点。
But when we reach upon the last point of our lives.
我们往前看。
We look forward.
看到荣耀的冠冕。
We see that crown of righteousness.
就是天国的赏赐。
Which is the reward in heaven.
这个就是我们人生最后的追求，集中的追求。
This is our last and ultimate pursuit of our human life.
所以不管我们在什么年纪。
So in whatever age we are in,
如果我们真的信了主耶稣，
if we truly have believed in Jesus,
我们人生有真正的盼望。
We truly have a living hope in our lives.
那这个地方在描写这个盼望。
Here it talks about this hope.
他说这不能朽坏。
It says it is incorruptible.
这是对比的。
This is a relative point of view.
表示地上的好是会朽坏的。
Which means that all the good things on this earth will be corrupted.
不能衰残。
It will not be defiled.
这个地上的好是会衰残。
All the good things on earth will be defiled.
最后，不能玷污。
All the good things on this earth will not fade away and then undefiled.
不能玷污。这个地上的好都是会污秽的。
All the things in life will be defiled.
所以地上的好是有限的。
So all the things on this earth are limited.
天上的好是无限的。
All the things in heaven are limitless.
这就是我们在会凋谢，好像花草会凋谢，人生所看到一个光明面。
This is in the point of view of a flower that is going to fade away, and we as human beings we see the light.
那这样就给我们人生有极大的安慰。
This gives us a great comfort in life.
因为我们是有盼望的人。
Because we are people who have a living hope.
那这个盼望是从怎么样来得到呢？
So how do we achieve this hope?
我们看彼得前书第一章十八节。
We turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. Verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. Verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
这个十八节说，我们得赎，脱去祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银。这里有一句话叫做得赎。
Here there is a term called redeemed because we're redeemed not with corruptible things.
那什么叫做得赎？
What is the meaning of being redeemed?
如果我们的孩子被绑架了。
If our children are being kidnapped,
你现在没有把他赎回来，他就死了。
If we do not give a ransom to redeem them, then they'll be dead.
那要多少钱，我们都可以给他。
We will pay however much is the ransom.
因为钱可以再赚。
Because money can be earned again.
孩子死了就死了。
But once we have lost our children, we will not have them anymore. 所以
孩子的生命啊，价值超过一切。
So the life of our children surpasses everything else.
那天父在看我们就是这样。
So this is how our Heavenly Father views us.
我们本来就是他的孩子。
We're actually his children.
现在被绑票了。
Now we have been kidnapped.
就是被魔鬼控制的。
We have been under the control of the evil one.
那为什么神的儿子被魔鬼控制？
Why is it that God's children are being controlled by the devil?
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sins.
所以我们就落在魔鬼的手里。
Therefore, we are being entrapped in the hands of the devil.
那现在神要把他救出来。
Now God wants to redeem us.
要付出一个赎价。
He has to come up with a ransom.
那这个赎价是什么？
What is this ransom?
就是十九节。
Which is in verse 19.
这个不是借着能坏的金银，十八节。
In verse 18, this is not with, done with corruptible things like silver or gold.
这是靠耶稣的宝血。
This is through the blood of Christ.
它是羔羊的血。
Which is the blood of the Lamb.
就是主耶稣钉在十字架上流出来的宝血。
This is the precious blood which flowed when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
血代表生命。
Blood represents life.
因为借着血罪才可以得赦免。
Because through blood only that our sins can be forgiven.
所以今天因为耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because of our sins, the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
这是赎价。
This is the A ransom.
那我们信耶稣是我的救主，接受洗礼，罪得赦免。
That because of believing in Christ, we received a baptism and our sins can be forgiven.
那这样我们就能够脱离魔鬼的掌管，进到神的国度里面。
Only by doing this can we be free from the clutches of the devil and enter into the kingdom of God.
这个叫做恩典。
This is a grace.
是白白得来的。
It is free for us.
所以活泼的盼望不是用钱买的。
So a living hope cannot be bought with money.
是主耶稣的宝血给我们的。
It is given to us through the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
这个表示这个盼望非常有价值。
It means that this living hope is very, very precious and valuable.
是用一个义人的生命换来的。
It is the exchange of a righteous man's life.
有谁愿意牺牲生命？
Who is willing to sacrifice his life?
生命是无价的。
Life is priceless.
但是主耶稣为我们牺牲他的生命。
But the Lord Jesus has sacrificed his life for us.
这是极大的恩典。
This is such an abundant grace.
所以我们活在世界上要常常感念神的恩典。
So in our everyday life on this earth, we should ponder upon the grace of God.
今天的我有这样的盼望是神给我的恩典。
Today, all this grace that I've received,It is through God's grace.
常常要想我怎么来报答神的恩典。
Let us continue to think how am I going to repay His love?
过一个感恩的生活。
To live a life of thanksgiving.
好，我们先看彼得后书。
Let's refer to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第三章。
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第三章十四节。
2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
这个地方说，我们既然有这样的盼望就应该要努力，要殷勤。
Here it says, since we are looking forward to these things, we need to be diligent to be found in him.
这个盼望是什么？
What are these things, these hope?
就是三节。
It's stated in verse 13, Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
这里说有一个新天新地。
Here talk about a new heaven and a new earth.
有义居住在其中。
Where righteousness dwells.
就是没有罪了。
A place where there's no sin.
那这就是天国。
This refers to heaven.
那活泼的盼望就是在天国。
The living hope is in the kingdom of God.
那这个盼望什么时候实现？
So when is this hope going to be realized?
12节。
Verse 12. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
在主耶稣第二次再临那一天要实现。
On the second coming of the day of Christ, it will be realized.
天要被火消化,
the heavens will be dissolved.
有形质要被烈火融化,
being on fire, and the elements will melt.
然后新天新地要实现,
and then the new heaven and new earth will realize.
有时候我们可能想, 啊, 那一天还早了,
sometimes we think that day is still far away.
哦, 但是如果我今天死了,
but if we die today,
哦, 今天我就在乐园里面,
today, I shall be in paradise.
哦, 今天我就到了那个新天新地里面,
today, we will reach that new heaven and new earth.
哦, 所以救恩是很实在的,
so salvation is a reality.
哦, 从这里到天国, 不到一秒钟,
from here to heaven, it doesn't take 1 second.
哦, 你断气了, 哦, 我们可以得救, 天使就把我们接到乐园去了,
the moment you breathe your last breath, 哦, the angel will come and pick you up to the paradise.
哦, 这是很实在的,
this is a practical and very real.
你想想看, 如果你去 interview 要见公司的老板, 最后有两个人要选一个, 你会怎么做?
Think about it. If we go into an interview to see the boss of a company, 哦, and he was going to pick only one out of the two, 哦, what are you going to do?
绝对不能迟到,
the first thing is you cannot be late.
哦, 第二个一定要穿得很整齐,
secondly, you shall adorn yourself very well.
哦, 第三个要尽量想, 我不要讲错话,
thirdly, think about it and do not speak the wrong thing.
哦, 要知道他喜欢听什么,
we need to know what is it that he likes to hear.
所以你最后被选中这个公司上班,
so finally you will be chosen as a candidate to work in this company.
我们要得到这个活泼的盼望,
so in order to receive this living hope,
最后就是要到天国,
finally our destination is to reach heaven.
那天国有一个主人,
in heaven there is a master.
那个主人就是主耶稣,
the master is the Lord Jesus himself.
也是天上的神,
he is the God of heaven.
哦, 所以我们等待这个盼望一定要准备,
so when we're waiting upon this living hope, we need to adorn ourselves.
哦, 所以将来到天国的门口不要说, 诶, 啊, 你这个衣服不够干净, 不能进去,
when we reach the gate of heaven, we cannot be proclaimed that we are not adorning ourselves enough yet with good garments.
哦, 所以我们每一个人要预备,
every one of us need to be prepared.
哦, 怎么预备呢?
How do we prepare ourselves?
我们看刚刚的十, 四节,
let's read verse 14 again. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless.
这个地方说, 要使自己没有玷污,
we have to let ourselves be without spot and blameless.
就是圣洁,
which means we need to be righteous.
这个圣洁就是白衣服,
we need to be sanctified with white garments.
那接下去, 无可指摘,
and then we become blameless.
啊, 有时候不要别人指我们, 我们自己良心想一想, 我们真的有很多的缺点,
sometimes let's not talk about other people blaming us, but let us think about ourselves through our conscience. We do have a lot of faults.
那我们要努力就是无可指摘,
we need to pursue after being blameless.
那所以前面说要殷勤, 就是要努力,
therefore before that it talks about being diligent, we need to pay a lot of effort.
让我们没有可以指摘, 让我们, 没有玷污,
so that we can be spotless and be blameless.
这是一个要得到活泼盼望的人应该努力的,
these are the items in which we have to consider in order to achieve that living hope.
所以不管我们什么年纪,
so in whatever age that we are in,
随时我们都有可能见主,
at all times it is possible that we can see the Lord.
这是恩典,
this is a grace.
但是我们的本分,
but our duties,
就是要努力地预备见到神,
is to be diligent to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
唱诗,
let us sing him.
204首,
hymn number 204.
请坐,
please be seated.
我们感谢主, 我们俄买有很多, 超过70岁, 值得我们去尊敬的老人,
we thank God that we have many elderly members who are over the age of 70 years in Irvine here that are worthy of our respect.
圣经告诉我们, 我们尊敬老年人, 这是, 一种爱的表现,
the Bible tells us that to honor the elderly, this is a form of love.
所以这个教会里面, 我们对老年人, 要特别的尊重,
so in the church, toward all the elderly, we should pay special respect. We pray for them so that they can thrive in their health. That emotionally and mentally, they can be whole.
他们的灵性能够不断的成长。
And spiritually, they can continue to grow.
在天国路上能够做年轻人的榜样。
So on the pathway to heaven, they can be an example for the young people.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
So lastly, we shall pray together.
我们要来祷告，求圣灵。
We will pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的，求圣灵的充满。
And pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们还不到两个月就会有灵恩布道会。
In less than 2 months, we will have our spiritual convocation.
灵恩布道会第一个，我们要尽我们的本分。
During the evangelical and spiritual convocation, firstly, we need to do our duty.
第二个要仰望神的怜悯。
Secondly, we shall look forward to God's mercy.
这两个缺一个都不成了。
If we lack in either one of these, it cannot be accomplished. 如果我们没有
尽本分，当然就不会有收成。
If we cannot do our duty, then we will not have a harvest.
没有下网，怎么能够抓到鱼呢？
If you do not throw your net, how can you pull up the net with full of fish?
但是如果尽本分，也不一定会有好的结果。
But even if we perform our duties, we will not necessarily have a good harvest either.
因为到最后是神的怜悯。
Because ultimately, it is God's mercy.
神的怜悯加上我们的工作，才会有果效。
God's mercy.Add up to our work, then our work will amount.
所以每一次蒙神祝福的灵恩会，没有一个人可以说这是我的功劳。
So in every spiritual convocation that is blessed by God, not a single person can say that this is because of me.
这是神的怜悯。
This is due to the mercy of God.
那么尽本分是我们的本分。
We perform our duties. This is but our duty.
所以我们在灵恩布道会特别为灵恩布道祷告。
So as the spiritual convocation approaches, we need to pray for it.
让教会每个信徒灵性能得造就。
So that to each believer, our spirituality may be edified.
让很多的慕道朋友能够认识神。
So that all our truth-seeking friends may be able to know the Lord more.
我们最后一起来祷告。
Finally, we will pray together.
要求圣灵，要代祷接受按手的，请我们到前面来。
If you are praying for the Holy Spirit, you want your intercession and you request the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.